Colonel Jeffrey Williams of Winter in northern Wisconsin went to the International Space Station on a space shuttle Atlantis in 2000 and on board the much smaller Soyuz rocket from Baikonur, Kazakhstan in 2006 and 2009.
Both have their level of discomfort. I call it the Soyuz ride as if you're triplets in a womb. You're in the fetal position on your back and shoulder to shoulder with your crewmates.
The 53-year-old Williams doesn't expect to blast off again, having logged about a year in space. But that experience of two Soyuz missions sends him back to Russia and Kazakhstan a number of times. There he trains NASA astronauts who are using the Russian space program to keep the International Space Station supplied.
I often get the question here recently that, what's it going to be like working with the Russians now, or launching on Soyuz? And I have to remind folks that we've been working with the Russians directly in this program since the mid-90s. We've been relying on the Russians to supply the lifeboat, if you will, on station since day one.
Meanwhile, NASA is privatizing space travel with a commercially developed Dragon space vehicle being developed by company SpaceX. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.